You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to Stock Picks of the Day, your friend in need indeed. Every morning we give you a few stock picks and make your day hopefully a little bit brighter. My name is Rakesh, you're listening to Stock Picks of the Day and this is Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Hadrian Mendonca, who is a senior technical analyst at IIFL, and this is the list of top three stocks he gave us, which could deliver up to 8 to 10% returns. Let's run through that list of stocks very quickly. Divi's Labs Limited has a buy call, target of 1,625 rupees, stop loss 1,468 rupees, returns of 7%. Tata Motors has a buy call, target of 199 rupees, stop loss 179 rupees 50 paise, returns of 8%. And UPL has a buy call as well, target of 825 rupees, stop loss 744 rupees, returns of 7%. We'll talk about the recent biographies of those stocks and what makes them buy calls from Hadrian, but let's also find out what he has to say about the recent trends on the Lal Street. Nifty took a pause after enjoying a four-day rally amid profit booking in select sectors on Thursday. The index broke above the crucial resistance level of 10,800 and has also broken out from a symmetrical triangle pattern on the daily chart. However, the index formed a bearish dragonfly doji pattern on Wednesday, which is an early indicator that markets may go through profit booking or a consolidation phase before the next phase of up move begins. For the upswing to resume, the Nifty has to surpass its immediate peak of 10,925. This move would aid the index to break the consecutive lower tops that Nifty has formed and would trigger a fresh upswing towards 11,000 to 11,100 zone. Going forward, any decline towards 10,700, its long-term 200-dayma, should be a good opportunity to re-enter. The Bank Nifty also has formed a bearish dragonfly doji pattern on the daily chart. For this pattern to get negated, Bank Nifty has to break above the 27,800 mark. On the downside, 27,450 is an important support to watch out for. That list of stocks that Hadrian gave us, we start things off with Tata Motors Limited, which has a buy call. The stock has broken out from a classic inverse head and shoulder pattern on the daily chart. Rising volumes and positive crossovers on the other momentum oscillators indicate that the current momentum is likely to get extended forward. In addition, Tata Motors has also surpassed its 50-dayma and also closed above the same, which further accentuates the bullish stance that IIFL have on the stock. That's Tata Motors with a buy call and return of 8%. Next up, Divi's Labs with a buy call, target of 1,625 rupees, stop loss 1,468 rupees, returns of 7%. The stock has been consolidating for the past 2 months and has finally broken out from the falling wedge pattern on the weekly chart. The breakout has been accompanied with a smart uptick in traded volumes. Divi's has also managed to convincingly hold above its 50-dayma and sustain above the same. Apart from that, the relative strength further indicates that the stock has the potential to move towards its potential target of 1,625 rupees in the near term. So that's Divi's Labs with a buy call and returns of 7%. And finally, we have UPL with a buy call as well. The stock has been trading consolidating for the past 6 weeks and has finally broken out from a flag pattern on the weekly chart. The momentum has been so strong that the stock has bounced back from its 21-dayma. In addition, there has been a simultaneous breakout on the relative strength index as well, which further indicates that UPL has the potential of moving higher towards 825 rupees. That's UPL with a buy call and return of 7%. Once more with feeling, that list of top three stocks, Divi's Labs has a buy call, target 1625, stop loss 1468, return 7%. Tata Motors with a buy call as well, target 199, stop loss 179.5, return 8%. UPL with a buy call as well, target 825, stop loss 744, return of 7%. Well, it's 11/1. Hopefully, number ones will be how your day will progress. Hopefully, you'll emerge winner at all the trades you want to make on today, the last day of the trading week. I'll, of course, see you later in the evening with all the events of the day. Of course, it's earnings season, so there are lots of news coming from that front. I'll bring you all of that and more in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street. In addition, of course, to the plenty of other podcasts that are already there to whet your podcast appetite. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and to stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.